This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, an inside look at police unions, how they became so powerful.
They're only powerful because we allow them to be powerful politically.
And how they could help or hurt police reform.
The unions, they have to come on board. They don't want change, but we have to change with the times.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
The uncertainty of the coronavirus pandemic has upended the daily lives of children across the globe, and parents and caregivers have struggled to explain the changes brought by COVID-19. Two medical students in California told the PBS NewsHour that their desire to help bridge that gap inspired them to write a free children's book called Why We Stay Home.
My name is Samantha Harris.
Hi, my name is Devon Scott.
I am a fourth-year medical student.
I'm a fourth-year medical student at Loma Linda University in Southern California.
One night, you know, I was at home talking with Devon, and we were just talking about how, as medical students, we were kind of overwhelmed by the ever-changing amount of information available about COVID.
I took a step back and said that, you know, throughout this whole thing, a population that is kind of being left out of the mix are kids.
Some of them could be happy that they're with their moms and dads or whoever their caregiver is, but do they really understand why we're at home? They hear the word COVID-19. Do they know what that means? So we wanted to kind of make a resource that explained to them, you know, why we've been quarantining. What does social distancing mean in a non-threatening way that little kids could enjoy?
So a lot of books that we've seen that are trying to tell hard topics to kids is really from a narrator or parent to child standpoint, but we wanted to switch that up. We wanted to make it a little bit more relatable. So in the story, it's an older sister comforting and talking to her younger sister.
What is coronavirus anyway? Asked Susie. Coronavirus is a virus. A virus is a really small germ that you cannot see. There are other kinds of germs too, like bacteria and fungi.
Even though we would be explaining it to little children, we wanted the book to be as accurate as possible. So there were some key concepts. What populations of people are we trying to help keep safe? Wearing a mask, standing 6 feet apart. We wanted to kind of explain to children so that they not only know what COVID is, but why we've been doing what we're doing.
When I was a child in that age range, I can recall only a very, very few storybooks that I read that had somebody that looked like me on it. And when I did see those books, I was like super excited because, hey, that little boy looks like me.
We wanted young children to kind of look in the book and say, oh, wow, this little girl looks like me. She has an afro just like me. Her big sister looks like me. Her mommy and daddy look like my mommy and daddy.
It's just about being as relatable as possible. We wanted to make this book free because we wanted it to be very accessible.
We didn't want socioeconomic status to be a limiting factor when it came to reading and educating kids about careers and about medicine.
The response has been absolutely phenomenal. We counted it as a success if 100 kids downloaded the book, but so far it's been over 40,000 downloads worldwide.
I feel like throughout this whole time, there have been countless stories of human beings just rallying together and just, you know, loving and supporting each other. So I think the main message of the book is actually found at the end of the book. The very last page when, you know, Susie is looking up to her big sister Millie for kind of comfort and support. And she's like, is this the way it's going to be forever from now on? And Millie kind of says, you know, no, Susie, it will get better. We just have to keep sticking together.